how oftentimes we take for granted God's hand in all areas of our lives. We think about that for a moment. God's hand is on this place as this song was just sung, but think about God's hand that is on your lives each and every day, every step that you take, every breath that you take, His hand is upon you. And we are so guilty of taking that for granted, myself included. And I think about the meaning behind that song, and that's the first I've ever heard of that song, and it's a beautiful song, and I hope that you all received a blessing by hearing that song. But think about those words for a moment. Think about today, this being Mother's Day, but think about God's hand in your life and what an important role God's hand plays in your life and how He orchestrates all things, how He orchestrated the mother that you have within your life, and that was part of His plan. And so think about that today as we leave from here. Think about God's hand being upon you, thinking about God's hand being upon Sandhill Baptist Church. I'd like to share with you all a card that was given to Amanda this morning from Brody. This card was picked out by Brody. He found it. He wanted it. We got it. Robert Michael picked out his own card as well. But I want to read this card to you. It says, "Mom, remember all those times we'd argue." I apologize. This card was given to Amanda by Robert Michael. That just, when I saw the word argue, it triggered my mind. This is not from Brody. It says, "Mom, remember all those times we'd argue and I'd get mad at you and say things I didn't mean. Then it says, remember all those times I was supposed to do something but didn't because I knew if I waited long enough, you'd do it for me. Remember when you told me not to do something and I went ahead and did it anyway without your permission? Then it says, thanks for letting me live. Happy Mother's Day." Now, I share that card with you to get the laugh because that was listed in the humor section at Hallmark. But as I thought about that card this morning as Amanda read it out loud, let's take away Mom for a moment and say, Jesus, remember all those times we'd argue? And you think about that for a moment. Surely you say, I've never argued with Jesus. Yes, you have. We all have. It says, remember those times that I'd get mad at you and say things that I didn't mean. And we are guilty of that as well, saying things that we really didn't mean towards God. And we get upset with God. We get upset with our parents, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers. We get upset in general. And then, remember all those times I was supposed to do something, but didn't because I knew if I waited long enough, you'd do it yourself. Now, that part really is not always true about God. We know that He is going to do things on His own, but if we choose to neglect and do the things that God asks us to do, then we're doing something totally different than what our mothers or our fathers may ask us to do, our earthly mother and earthly father may ask us to do, because then we're disobeying completely. We are out of God's will completely. And so when we disobey our parents at the same time, our mothers at the same time, we are also disobeying God. And then the next one says, remember when you told me not to do something and I went ahead and did it anyway without your permission. Now, I know that none of us has experienced that with God. Surely none of us has gone on and done things on our own tuition, on our own will and might, and not worried about God. Now, I know that today is the recognition of our mothers. But we also should remember, no matter what day it is on the calendar, we should always take time to remember and to recognize God. And just like this individual here in this card was portraying the disobeying of the mother and doing things on their own without worrying about the outcome, we do that too. But we got to remember, the hand of God is always on us. And so we need to recognize that and remember that and apply that to our lives daily. We should honor our parents so that our days may be long upon the land. We should honor God so that our eternal destination will be long upon His gloriousness, His greatness. And so as we do try our very best to obey our mothers today. This is supposed to be that one day that you children are to honor your mom and to recognize her and to make sure that you listen to everything that she does and ask you to do, rather. But every day we're supposed to be able to do this with God. So today's title of the message is, How Great is Our Mother's Love? Or How Great is a Mother's Love? And myself personally, I can recall numerous times growing up that my mom looked out for me when she felt that I was wronged, when she felt that I needed someone to take up for me. I distinctly remember times in my life where she did this. But then at the same time, I also remember more times than not that she chastised me when I did not follow her rules. The first, 8 or 9 years of my life, my mom was a stay-at-home mother. So we were there a lot together, and of course, I broke a lot of rules. I did a lot of things I wasn't supposed to do. And so what did she do? She had to reprimand me. She had to chastise me. She had to let me learn that I could not do those specific things in which she had told me, not asked me to not do. She told me specifically not to do. But yet I would do them anyway. I remember as I got older, maybe 10 or 11 years old, and she, as I got older, each year she let me have permission to ride one more block further down the bypass. So by the time I got to Corner Cupboard, I already had a license and could drive. So that didn't matter anymore. But I do remember how it was such a huge deal to get to ride my bike down the bypass, down to, matter of fact, where Miss Janie's nursery used to be. That was a landmark for me, Miss Janie's nursery. And I remember the opportunity of getting to ride down the bypass and being able to come all the way back to my home on West Church Street. And I thought, what a huge accomplishment. But you know what happened one time was I said, well, Mama's not going to know if I go another block over. She'll never know. But guess what? I wrecked my bike, busted my knee all open on the block that I wasn't supposed to be on. So I had to pedal back home. Now, I didn't tell her that I was on the forbidden trail, but she asked me what happened. And, of course, not thinking, I slipped up and told her. I said, it happened on Pine Street. And she said, well, why were you on Pine Street? And so then I got my own self in trouble. But my point is this. If I would probably not have disobeyed my mother, I probably would not have wrecked my bike and busted up the knee. Be sure your sins will find you out. So, my sin found me out. And our sins are like that today, even as we grow up. Not necessarily when we disobey our mother or our parents, but our sins will find us out one way or another. It may not be the next day, it may not be immediately, but one day your sins will find you out. And so, I'm thankful for my mother who took up for me. I'm thankful for my mother who chastise me. Hebrews 12:6 says, For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Now, my mother loved me. She loves me. She doesn't have to chastise me any longer, but I'm thankful that she did. But now I want to look at what our Heavenly Father does. He must chastise us. He chastises, he scourges those whom he loves, those whom he has received. And so, count it a blessing that you have been chastised by God. It means that you are a child of His. If you don't feel as if you've been chastised by God, then you're not His child. He chastises those He loveth. You have to be received unto God to receive that chastisement. So just as my mom showed me this love, our Heavenly Father shows me this love, shows you this very same love. But you know, from a child's point of view, you know, it's hard to understand, you know, this mother's love comes through chastisement, or father's love comes through chastisement. You know, when you're a child getting ready to receive a spanking with a belt, or some of you parents may use a formidable wooden spoon or whatever you use as your choice of discipline action, we wonder, where's the love in that? And then let's say some of you teenagers that are here today, I know none of you are rebellious whatsoever, or some of you 8 or 9 year olds who already think you're teenagers, I know that you haven't considered the thoughts of being rebellious, but when your parents are grounding you and punishing you, you're thinking, where is the love in this? But be thankful that you have a parent or parents that love you and are willing to try to show you the best ways. And I try, and I struggle daily, and I know Amanda struggles daily with Robert, Michael, and Brody. We're trying to show them the right ways, and you don't want them to learn the hard way. But sometimes that's the way they must learn. God doesn't want us to learn the hard way. But unfortunately, we're stubborn, just like children, just like teenage rebellious children. We're stubborn. We think that we're always right. And we have to find out the hard way. Our Heavenly Father loves us deeply. You know, and if our mothers themselves didn't love us, they would just let us run rampant. They would let us just do whatever. My mom would have put me on a bicycle and told me just to have at it. But through love, she gave me boundaries. God, through love, gives us boundaries. So in the back of your mind today, I want you to remember, first of all, like I said, the song that the choir sang, think about God's hand is always upon you, okay? And now I want you to think about your mother. Think about her love that's always upon you. No matter if she's already passed and gone on, your mother's love is still upon you. And that is a love that's been provided because of the love that she experienced through God. And that's what's important in all people's lives. Whether you're young or old, whether you're a mother, a father, whether you're just a child, love is the key to all relationships in life. Love is the key to a relationship with God. A mother's love is great, but God, our Father's love is even greater. Isaiah 49, 15 and 16 reads, it says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child or lack compassion for the child of her womb? Even if these forget," saying even if the mother happens to forget to feed their child, "I will not forget you." God is saying, "I will not forget you. Look, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me." So we know that sometimes life happens and things get busy and we may accidentally forget as a parent to do something for one of our children. God does not forget. He will not forget. He has our name inscribed in the palm of his hand. So even though when we forget to do things, no matter what it may be as parents, as adults, God himself will never forget. He will always continually take care of us. Upon reading these actual verses here, we visualize the importance of a mother. We visualize the importance of how, yes, a mother's life is very busy, and they may forget sometimes to do all the things that are necessary. But we love them anyway. But God, who will never forget, will continually provide for us. But often we forget about him. Often we forget to recognize his goodness. We forget to see his sovereign hand upon every aspect of our lives. So our mother's compassion is great, but our Heavenly Father's compassion and his concerns for us are even greater. And so, not to take away from this day that we're recognizing as Mother's Day, and what a treasured gift it is to have a loving mother, but we have to recognize where that treasured gift comes from. And we know that that is a gift from God alone. It says, the love that a mother has in her bones is formed from who? God. The very love that a mother has hidden deep within her heart is a love that's been given to her through God. And I'm speaking of the godly woman. There is two forms of love, and we won't get into that today, but we know the agape love, that brotherly love, but then you've got God's love, which is totally different, which surpasses any other type of emotional love that you've ever felt within your heart given to you by the flesh. God's love is far greater, but it is because of God's love that we can experience a great love from our mothers, from our fathers, from all family members and friends alike. So now we're going to look at our focal passage that was listed in your bulletin today, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. These particular verses speak of love. Now, I don't know what translation you're reading from today, but I'm from King James, and I'm going to use the word charity. The word charity is love. Remember that if you're not reading from a King James. The word charity is love. Now, when these verses are typically read, they're typically read at a wedding. When man and woman is getting ready to be joined as one, we know that the pastor typically focuses on the importance of love. So 1 Corinthians 13 chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. It says, "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. These verses describe love. These verses also describe the characteristics of how a mother should care for her children, how a mother should care for her family. And it's also a very prime example of how you and I, how all people, God's people, should treat one another. And not just fellow Christians, but even those who are non-believers. We should also remember to love them. And truth be told, we really need to love them even more. We need to show them even greater compassion because they have not fully experienced the love of Jesus Christ. They have not fully experienced the greatest love that has been known to man. So charity suffereth long and is kind. So you think about that for a moment. Charity suffereth, love suffereth long. Think about that for a moment in context of your mother, your own mom. They have to suffer. There's a lot of times when we know that things don't always go the way that they want, and they may hold that burden within, and no one fully knows exactly what that mom is going through, but they know, and God knows, and that's what's important. So their ability to suffer long, to be kind, to not be envious, and that it doesn't puff its chest out, that mother doesn't vaunt herself to others saying, look, this is what I do. This is how great of a mom that I am. Okay? She's demonstrating her love from God and God alone to those who are around her. She does not seek her own, nor is she easily provoked and thinketh no evil. Now, I know that I'm saying this to moms today, but this is to all of us. This is to all of us. Is not easily provoked and thinketh no evil. If you were here on Wednesday night, I shared an honest truth with you folks that were here on Wednesday night, and I'm going to share one with you all right now. A conversation that a man and I had, you know, when I was growing up and I looked at preachers, I thought that they were perfect, you know, that they basically really didn't live a sinful life at all. But I want you all to know that everything that you all experience, I experience. And when I read this verse here, it hits me right in my stomach every time. It says, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. There's a verse in Psalms that says, slow to anger. God is slow to anger. Well, here lately, I have not been very slow to anger. And so, when I read these kind of verses and I think to myself, this is hard. This is difficult. But then I have to remember that I got to let God take care of this. And I know how many of you have gone through recreational sport, but I've always said, even before I became a pastor, when you get involved in sports, it can bring out the worst of you or in you, and it can bring out the best that's in you. And over the last couple of weeks, through Brody's baseball, this is 6 and 7. What is it, Amanda? 7 and 8. 7 and 8 year olds, okay? But to deal with all the parents that is around us, and to hear all these things that parents say about children. And you want to talk, my tongue is sore today from having to bite on it yesterday morning. And it was very hard for me not to react. Now, on the inside, I was reacting. And I'd lean over to Amanda and I'd react to her. And she'd hear, and it's so difficult. But I think about how, as Christians, it is so hard to not be easily provoked. But when we can abide in God's love and reflect on Him, and allow Him to guide our thoughts, and we can fight this type of battle. And mothers alike, because we think about all the things that are thrown in a mother's lap every single day. All the different things they have to do. Amanda works long hours. She never has a set schedule. And then I'll text her right at 4:30 or 5 o'clock and give her that infamous text that she loves to read or email. What's for supper? Now bear in mind, I've been home for about 2 hours. But I have been helping the kids with the homework. I don't like to cook. I will grill, but I'm not much of a cook in the kitchen. She is. But I'll text her that and say, what's for supper? And, you know, I know she can't stand to see it, but she knows it's coming. And then, so then we may not have what she needs. So what does she have to do? She leaves and has to go to the Walmart real quick or go to the grocery store to get what we need. And then she comes home and she has to prepare it. And I know every other mother in here today has experienced that and probably experiences it daily. But those are the type of things that we throw at the mother. Because we know, just like that card said earlier, we know if we don't do it, mama's going to come along and she's going to do it. And that's the mentality that we have. And so we throw a lot at our mother's plate, at their feet, and expect them to do it with no questions asked. So now look at verse 6. It says, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. So a mother is able to rejoice in the truth of God. That it does not, she does not rejoice in sin. No one should rejoice in sin. This is what love is all about. If you've got love living within your heart, you should not have any desire to rejoice over sin. But what does this world do in which we live now? Rejoices over sin. Puts sin up on a pedestal. And it is recognized daily. It is glorified. That is not love. That's one reason why so many Christians are frowned upon, because of the fact that we're not loving as we say we are, because we condemn these types of lifestyles. We can condemn that lifestyle, we can condemn that sin, and we can love that person. But people who do not know what love is truly about, they cannot comprehend, their minds truly cannot comprehend what that means. They have no clue. Because God has not rained down within their heart. They don't have the wisdom of God to be able to decipher the difference between God's love versus society's love. Love is important. Love is from God. Looking at verse 7, it says, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. The words believe and the word hope, if you notice, they're sandwiched in between beareth and endureth. Those two words are right in the middle. So if you're able to bear, and if you're able to endure, it is because you're able to believe, and it's because you have hope in Jesus. That's why those words are there. Those four words are very important. But if you're able to bear all things, if you're able to believe, you have great hope for tomorrow, and you're able to endure, it is through God's love that you're capable of doing this. It is through God's love that a mother is capable of loving the child. You know that little saying, you used to see them on little magnets or bumper stickers or whatever it said, you know, that's a face only a mother could love. That's what that means. Only a mother could love that child. But you think about that for a moment. When God looks down at us and all the things in which we do, all the bad habits that we have, he still loves us anyway. No matter how many times we fault him, no matter how many times we blame him for our mishaps, we are to believe in the best for others, and we should always hope for the best in others. And I feel that most mothers live these verses out. Most mothers are loved. We know that there's occasions where some mothers are not as lovely as they should be and don't love their children as they should, but that's typically few and far between. But there's nothing greater than having a godly mother, a woman who has shown you the ways of God himself. A mother's job is a very difficult job. And so it's with that that I rejoice in the fact that God himself, we know his plans are always immaculate. They're perfect. And so God knew what he was doing when he created woman. He knew that when he created woman, that one day woman was going to be the earthly mother of whom? His only begotten son. His son could only experience that mother's love through Mary. Sure, Joseph cared for Jesus. But you know, there's nothing greater than being able to get right up to your mother and have her put her arm around you and to hold you when you're not feeling well. I know that Brody likes to be by my side, but when he starts to feel bad or things aren't really going his way and he just needs to be loved, he loves to still crawl up into his mother's lap. And there's no greater place for a child, no matter if you are old, you still like to nestle into your mom and have her arm around you and lay your head on her chest and her just love you. That's what it's all about. But it's through God's love and compassion that we are capable of experiencing this. God knew that his own son was going to need that special touch from a woman, a mother. 1 Corinthians 13:13 reads, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Remember, charity meaning love. So faith is very important. Hope is very important. But love. Without love, you truly can't experience faith and great hope for tomorrow. Without love, none of these things are possible. A mother's love is like no other. But if you have not experienced Christ's love, then you're missing out on the greatest love there ever is. The birth of Jesus Christ is the greatest love story that was ever told. And I hope that as you sit here today, you have all been able to reflect on love that you've experienced from your mom. And you're thankful for your mom and the love that she has given you. But I hope more importantly that you can reflect on God's love and His goodness and how much He's done for you. And that is my prayer for everybody, not just members of Sand Hill and visitors who are here today. It's for anyone in which we come in contact with. I hope that they are able to see a love coming from me, a love coming from you all as we go about our daily lives, and they see that love is a different kind of love. It's not one of those just feel-good loves. It's a heartfelt love that has been engraven in your heart through the Holy Spirit. In closing, I'd like to read three more verses. So if you would, turn to 1 John 4. 1 John 4, verses 7 through 9. God is love. 1 John 4, 7 through 9. It reads, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him." We cannot live through our mother. We cannot live through our mother's love. But if your mother was a godly woman or is a godly woman and she has shown you the ways of righteousness and has guided your steps towards God, and you've experienced God's love through your mother because of her faith in Him, then you're on the right path. And then you can understand and see the importance of knowing what love is all about. And aren't you grateful that you have a mother who has loved you? And as I said, I know that some of you sit here today and your mom has already passed. But reflect on the great memories of your mother's love and how she done or did what she could to prove to you what Christ's love is all about. And of course she failed you. Of course she made mistakes raising you. But we all fall short of that. Every one of us. We all fall short of the glory of God. But through His love, we can have life eternal. And so I do ask you today to think about the importance of your mother. But even greater than that, I want you to think about how great your God's love is. How great is our Heavenly Father's love for mankind. So if you were raised or being raised by a godly mom, I hope that you've experienced what true love is all about. And I hope that it's been instilled in you so that as you raise your family, or maybe as you grow older and you one day raise a family, you can reflect on God's goodness through the goodness of your godly mother. How great is a mother's love? How great is our Heavenly Father's love? Be so thankful that God's always got a plan. Be so thankful that He always keeps His hand on you. Even when you're bad, He still loves you. And that's what a mother's love is all about. Even when we're bad, our mothers still love us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for this day, and we thank You for all the many blessings of life. Father, I thank You for this opportunity to be able to come into Your house of worship. God, to sing praises unto Your name and to share a portion of Your word. God, I pray today that as we leave from Your house and we go to celebrate with family and friends, Lord, of the day, God, of being Mother's Day, that we still always take time to reflect on Your goodness and how You place these mothers within our lives, God. And God, as we look at Sandhill Baptist and all of the mothers that are here today, think about how they themselves have given a portion of their time to be with those who are in need, whether it be their own child or someone else's child. God, we're so grateful for a mother's love. God, we love you and we praise you. And Lord, I do pray today that you'll continue to allow your love to rain down upon us so that we can be better servants for you. But Lord, may we take time today, God, to give you that praise and that honor. But God, may we also take time to recognize the goodness in our own lives through the mothers that you've placed before us. Father, we love you and we praise you. Amen.